Register an Account podcast episode number 1600. Today is the 8th of October 2022, and I'm your host, Allison. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is how to lose money with wood chisel. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
I hope that this guide to wood carving sets has helped you to choose the best set to suit your needs. If you have any friends that are looking to purchase this wood chisel sets of high quality for their use, then you can assist them by passing on this post to that individual. It may be worthwhile considering buying one for yourself if, for instance, someone says that their wood carving chisel set has all the features that they need, and is cheaper than other good products in the same category. Often, people will buy the wood carving chisel set for less than they would like it to cost, because it is on sale. Sometimes, it can be hard to tell the difference between a chisel set for wood carving and the one that is worth the buy. Make sure that you are getting a chisel set for wood carving of quality that is going to work for you, not one that has been considered to be average, either through reading reviews or doing some thorough research. If you are considering purchasing the best chisel set for wood carving, then you may already know the importance of adequate research and knowledge in making an educated decision. This guide helps you filter through hundreds of wood carving chisel sets options in order to choose one that is ideal for your specific needs and budget. We have analyzed the performance in four all-encompassing, mutually exclusive reviews to create an in-depth guide of every wood carving chisel set. Buying the wrong kind of chisel for the job, or a subpar product, is a waste of money, so we did hands-on tests of numerous models to zero in on the best wooden carving chisels out there. However, better quality chisels are frequently used, as antique chisels were made from better quality steel. I still prefer 01 high carbon steel, which is what you will find with vintage chisels. I have purchased a lot of vintage woodworking chisels, and the quality of steel is almost always better than that found in contemporary woodworking chisels. Woodworkers usually keep an entire collection of woodworking chisels, and they often use them. Wood chisels are essential to making a piece of quality furniture, and all serious woodworkers should have a quality set available. When you put time, effort, and money into finding a perfect wood chisel, it makes sense to consider accessories as well, which keep it sharp and stored securely for years. The most important thing to remember is keeping woodworking chisels sharp, and that is something that can be done using a grinding stone. Use a sharpening stone, sandpaper, or a bench grinder to sharpen woodworking chisels. If your woodworking chisel is sharp, the chisel will cut through fine layers, go deeper, and leave cleaner edges when you push with the mallet, driving the chisel directly through the piece of wood using the mallet as a way of cutting through. You can also use a chisel without a mallet, holding it at an angled low position and pushing down on it to take off fine layers of surface. You can drag a chisel over a piece of wood's surface to scrape away top layers. A wooden chisel is the tool that a woodworker uses for shaping and cutting wood. The out-of-production Stanley 750 is well-balanced and is comfortable to both pare and chop, a rare quality in any chisel, regardless of vintage. If you are set on buying a set of appropriate bench chisels, one of my favorite vintage chisels is the Stanley 750, with its chamfered edges. If you choose to buy Stanley 750 bench chisels with a beveled edge, it is easy to assemble several sizes together on eBay, as I did. You could either purchase a set of wooden bench chisels that includes 5 or 10 bevel-edged bench chisels, or you could get several different vintage bench chisels that are the general sizes. Buying 1/8-inch bench chisels is really handy too, if you can find them at a decent price. If you are really tight on budget, you might want to check out this Irwin Marple Bevel Edge Chisel Set 4 at Amazon. Unless you can afford the higher-end sets of newer chisels from some of these up-and-coming tool manufacturers, Lie Nielsen chisels, Veritas chisels, Blue Spruce chisels, Narex Richter chisels, etc., the products may be pricey, but this does not mean that you have to break the bank to get what you want. If the product is faulty or does not work, you will want your money back and buy something else. By doing so, you can make sure that you are getting the best deal and the product you are buying is going to fit your particular needs.
Doing your homework before buying is the best way to save money on a product that does not fit your needs. For instance, buying a bench set of choppers if your next project is going to involve many mortise and tenon joints is probably going to lead to broken handles and damaged blades. If you are a novice, an eye-catching set of paring chisels with wood handles may lead to broken handles and wasted money. If you are doing various projects with different woodworking tasks, A versatile bench chisel set with a range of sizes might be the right choice. First, identify how you will primarily use your chisels so that you are not spending money and space in your shop on tools that are not needed. I found that edges held pretty well, but I would still like to give a new chisel set a few more months of use with my woodworking students before giving it the big thumbs up. Not every job is one the tool was designed to handle. Some woodworkers may see these as maltreatments to their chisels. But often the situation is one where no other tool would have done the job any better. In fact, this is one of the best qualities about chisels. You can basically make a single one last forever. Socket-shaped chisels are generally a bit tougher, as the point will break off your grip if you use them with too much force. Many times, these specific features can be the big difference between the way the product is used, or the way it performs. If the product has a unique design feature that sets it apart, that could be a real draw for consumers.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Allison and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.